Hi, Cass.
Hi, Karen. How are you going? It's great to speak to you again.
Yeah, you too. And just remind us, as if, well, I think everybody knows, but some people might not, what Fortnite is and how many players there are worldwide.
Yeah, so Fortnite is, I guess, what we call a massive multiplayer online battle royale game, which is a lot of words. But massive multiplayer online means, you know, that there's many people playing at once. And a battle royale game is basically a game where you put, you know, X amount of players into a match together. And in this case of Fortnite, it's 100, where they have to scavenge for resources and weapons. And basically the goal is to be the last, you know, person or team standing. It's made by Epic Games as well. And I think there's about 250 million players worldwide. It's one of the biggest games in the world at the moment.
Unreal. And it's on Twitch. What's Twitch?
So Twitch is a little bit like YouTube. So, you know, a video hosting website, except that with Twitch, you people live stream on them. So instead of watching a video that has been pre-recorded, edited and uploaded, you're watching a person play a game or do something, you know, live.
And at the moment, this black hole, has it gone off screen yet or is it still up?
It's still up as far as I can tell. I just checked in a couple of minutes ago and, yeah, it's still up on Twitch. It's still, I think, streaming on YouTube. I believe if you sign into Fortnite, you just see the black hole. That's pretty much all that's going on in Fortnite at the moment.
So it's just a marketing ploy, though, really, isn't it? So they're keeping everybody waiting, all those 250 million people.
I mean, I think so. So what has sort of happened with it is Fortnite has seasons, like similar to the way that the physical sports do, except Fortnite's usually last about 3 months. And so when one season ends and a new one starts, they'll use that opportunity to update the game. And sometimes that's, you know, quite small. They might do some minor changes or they might change a mechanic. But I think because this is season 10 going into season 11 or whatever they'll end up calling it, they've decided that they're going to do this massive event. And yeah, it's a big marketing and social media kind of campaign.
And did you see the asteroid bringing forth the end yourself?
I didn't see it live in Fortnite, but I have watched video of it, and it sort of blew my mind a little bit because I watched the video and, you know, this asteroid comes down and first the player that I was watching sort of gets pushed back up into the sky and then gets sucked into the black hole and just everything goes black, and I can't even begin to imagine what that must have been like actually for people actually playing Fortnite. I've honestly never seen anything like it in my entire gaming history.
Really? Gee, it must have been spectacular. That's pretty good work from the developers.
Yeah, it was just, I guess it's not so, I mean, it is obviously what they actually did, but I can't think of another game that could get away with, you know, shutting down their servers for longer than a day at a time, the way that Fortnite has. The biggest thing I can sort of think of before this was when Blizzard launched the Cataclysm update for their game, for their multiplayer game World of Warcraft. They, you know, took the game down like they usually do, and then when they updated it, they had destroyed the entire map, basically. I mean, players knew that it was going to happen. I guess the difference in this case is that no one knew this was going to happen.
Yeah, right. So what's the response been? What are people saying online about it?
It seems to range from people who are mad that they can't play Fortnite to people who are just sort of in disbelief to people, I guess, like me, who are just very impressed that they've had the guts to do something like this.
You're right. The guts. Do you think they won't come back, all those people? They will, surely. It'll just pique their interest. They'll just be interested to see what the next season's going to bring, won't they?
Well, exactly. I mean, it's certainly the most effective way I can think of to get people interested in the next season, because it's sort of, I guess, because they've done something so massive, it suggests that whatever happens in the next season is going to be pretty massive. I mean, I've heard people saying that it's going to be Fortnite Chapter 2, whatever that ends up meaning.
Yeah, what does that mean? You don't know.
Well,
what
I mean,
what might it potentially look like?
They might, you know, change the map in a big way. They might put, you know, some new mechanics in. I've seen things like, I mean, this is all rumours, but that they're going to introduce, like, boats and fishing and swimming and honestly, who knows?
Well, what does the map mean when you refer to that in an online game? Is that just where you can go?
Yeah, so in online games, so like Fortnite, the map is basically just the space that the players are in. So in Fortnite, the players get dropped down into, I believe in Fortnite it's an island, and that's the boundary that they have, you know, to interact with other players and to fight. And as the games in Fortnite go on, the space that they're allowed in gets smaller and smaller to force interactions with other players and things like that.
And how about other games that are out at the moment? Anything as exciting or as compelling as Fortnite for gamers?
I mean, there's plenty of games that are, you know, maybe not as big as Fortnite, except maybe Minecraft. Minecraft is probably the closest comparable thing to Fortnite. But, you know, there's plenty of games like Overwatch, PUBG, Apex Legends, League of Legends that are doing very exciting things. But this is the Fortnite asteroid explosion is definitely the thing that I'm hearing everyone talking about at the moment.
Okay, so we'll just wait with bated breath then. I hear that maybe later on tonight that they may get back online with Chapter 2, as you say.
Yeah, I've heard people say that it's going to be any minute now. I've heard people say that it's not going to be for a week. Everyone seems to have no idea when it's going to come back, and Epic are definitely keeping things very close to the chest as they do.
Some people will wait up all night. It's the evening, late night here in New Zealand.
There are streamers on Twitch who are just, because I mean, some of the streamers on Twitch, their whole thing is just Fortnite. They just stream Fortnite, so they're just streaming an image of a black hole at the moment and getting, you know, thousands and hundreds of thousands of viewers to watch it. So everyone, I think, is just sitting up and watching it and waiting to see what's going to happen. everyone wants to be there, I guess, when something does happen. Like, you wouldn't want to be offline when that.
My, how the world has changed. Cass, thanks very much for joining us.
That's all right. Thanks so much for having me.
It's Cass Gray, the chairperson of the New Zealand Game Developers Association.